Okay, so we're learning, we're getting started on subbing for the Rav until after the Yom Tov, Yad Hashem. So we're in Simin Yud Gimel, Sif Gimel. Yud Gimel, Sif Gimel. So now we've been discussing the losses of wearing the Beged, wearing Tzitzis on Shabbos, if it's possible or if it's kosher, and if you're allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. That was the issue we've been discussing until now. Now we're going to discuss another issue which kind of is an offshoot of this topic, is covered a brios. If a person finds himself that his beged is not kosher, so basically the rule is that covered a brios, the Gemara says, is a deika an iser derabanan, and is not deika an iser deraisa. And last, we'll have one case in the Mishnah Berurah that we'll discuss if a person is going to be mavatal and avte b'shev altasa, he's just not doing the mitzvahs asay, these mechuyev. So then if it's a very big coveted brios, it's something very, very embarrassing, Lamashal taking off all his clothes and the shirt rabbim, so then we would say shev altasa, he could be over even on the mitzvahs asay deraisa. But the normal chiluk, which is what we're going to start off with, is that by deraisa, we don't say gadol coveted brios, and too bad. If the din is in Yerideya and Simen Shin Gimel, if a person discovers he has clothing that's kalayim in the shuk and is an Issa Deraisa, that's it. He takes off all his clothes and there's no excuses. He just has to be tough it out with Yer Shemayim and be embarrassed. But if it's an Issa Derabanan, so then we say Gadol Kavod Briyos, that a person's dignity, his self-respect is so great that it's even deicha and it's a derabanan. So if it will be a kalayim derabanan, the case we're going to have over here is caring in the Carmelist. So then we say gadol kavod briyos, and we do not require him to embarrass himself, take off his clothes, and the shus rabbim. Let's see the mechaber. Im noyd aloi b'shabbos kishub b'Carmelist shatala she'alav pasul. If a person discovers, and we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah that even there are cases where he knew from the get-go that his tzitzis were pasul. But let's say a person discovered that his tzitzis were pasul and he was in a karmelis. So we know a karmelis is a reshus derbanan, and since the tzitzis are pasul, so then we have a problem here of caring. So we're talking about an iser derbanan of caring tzitzis in a karmelis, which is an iser derbanan. And we're assuming over here that taking off the talis, either in the time of Chazal, that was their clothing, or we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, let's see, even our talis cotton, where he has to sort of take off, he has to declothe in order to get it off. So that's a very embarrassing. It's a question of kavod abriyos. So the din is, l'yisireno me'alav, he is not required to remove it, ad she'agila beisa, until he gets to his home. The gadol kavod abriyos, because the honor, the self-respect, the dignity of a person is so great that we're allowed to even be over on a prohibition, a rabbinic prohibition, in order to not embarrass ourselves. Let's see now the Mishnah Berurah. We'll see the Ramah later. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Chas. B'Shabbos, on Shabbos, we have an Isser, a Carmelis, and we're going to be Deika because of Kavod Abriyos. V'im Yoda Me'esmo. Let's say that he knew before Shabbos, he knew that the beged was pasul. B'shachach lahatil boi tzitzis, and he forgot to put tzitzis into the beged. So here we have a side to say he's a poshei a little bit. I mean, why didn't they take care of it? He knew about it, and then he forgot. So it says the Mishnah Berurah that no, we don't count on him, and he's still allowed to keep the clothes on until he gets to the Rosh Hashanah, to a private place where he can not embarrass himself. And Nira, God came to lay continually. We don't counsel him, we don't punish him, and he could also rely on this kula of Gadol Kavod Abriyos. Rayam, the proof is, Mila Kalman, the Sivin Shin and Heis of Gimel Bahagah. There, the case over there is talking about where you need an Erev to use the bathroom. There's a certain case where he needs an Erev to use the bathroom. It's a reshus that's shared by two people, and he's going into that shared reshus. The tzoy is going into that shared reshus. And really, he should have made an Erev before Shabbos, and he forgot. So it says over there in Shulchan Aruch that because of Kavod Abriyos, he needs to relieve himself, and there's nowhere else to do it, so he's allowed to be over on the Issur Derabanan of Haitzah into a reshus she'ena morevet, which is us the derabanan, and he should have taken care of it, but he forgot. And we don't punish him. We don't say, well, too bad. You should have taken care of it before Shabbos. We say, well, now he's stuck and gadol kavod abriyos. So that's the proof that forgetting, when you were supposed to take care of something, we don't punish him. So the same thing over here, where this person should have fixed his sitzis before he forgot about it. And now he discovered it, and he's in a karmelis, and it's going to be embarrassing for him to take it off. So we also say we don't punish him, and he could rely on the leniency of leaving it on. Deshakaku, le'ervu, there the case was that they forgot to make an erev. Ayin sham, look over there. So we spoke out what the case was. Let's go further. That he's in a karmelis. And a karmelis is a reshus derabanan, it's an isa derabanan, and then we say gadol kavod abriyos, says the Mishnah Berurah, hu makom shesham in isa tiltul rak midarabanan. The whole isa tiltul is only rabbinic prohibition. That's why we say gadol kavod abriyos, and he doesn't need to remove the garment. Bichvoid habriyos deicha isa derabanan. Because kavod abriyos, a person's dignity, is deicha an isa derabanan. You see here, so the chashivus of a person's kavod that Chazal said that even an issur derabanan, which sometimes they, when it came to hefseid mamoin, they didn't bend over, they didn't budge. Sometimes even they were maimed their divrayim b'makom deraisa. And here you see the kavod of a man. For that they bent over backwards. Kavod abriyos, an issur, it's a very, very powerful idea. Bavagav, that this is mitzvah ase deraisa. Now, Mr. Brewer has a side issue. What do you mean, derabanan? That's Shabbos. But what tzitzis, mitzvah tzitzis is a mitzvah deraisa. You're supposed to put tzitzis on his beged. So how could he leave the beged that requires tzitzis on without putting tzitzis? So the Rishonim say over here that on Shabbos, you can't tie on tzitzis. It's Shabbos. You can't tie on tzitzis. It's called Shabbos. That you can't do. And the mitzvah is to put tzitzis onto the beged. There's no iser. It doesn't say in the Torah, don't wear a garment that has four corners without tzitzis. The Torah says that when you have a garment of four corners, you put tzitzis on it. Put it on. Do the mitzvah. So that bittul aseh is an iser deraisa in chol, when you could put on tzitzis. But in Shabbos, where you can't put on the tzitzis, so it's only an iser derabban. A deraisa loydachinan. So he's finishing his kasha. The kasha was that a deraisa, we're not deika kavod abriyos. And here's an issa deraisa, as we understand in the question. Yeah, mikol makom shari. No, it's permitted. Torah doesn't say you're not allowed to wear a beged that doesn't have tzitzit. Rak mitzvah asay lahatzel by tzitzit. It's a mitzvah asay to put tzitzit into the beged. The kaven shein yochel lahatzel by tzitzit b'shabbos. It's Shabbos, and he's not able to do the mitzvah. So he's not being mevatel a mitzvah asay by not putting in tzitzit because he can't do it anyway. The Torah says, don't be mechal Shabbos. Ein over mitzvah asay. Tonight's not over on the mitzvah asay. So the only thing you have left is an isidur abanan. Vein alav rak isidur abanan. And therefore, by an isidur abanan, we say that kavod abriyos has taken isidur abanan. V'cha chutar mipnei kavod abriyos. So then it's only an issue of a derabanan, and we say gadol kavod abriyos, and he doesn't have to take off the talis. Now this whole discussion is in a reshus that's derabanan in a karmelis. However, in a reshus a rabbin, like we mentioned before, by the din of shatnez, he's going to be obligated to take off his clothes. Aval b'reshus a rabbin shuhu min ha-tayra. But a reshus rabbim, which is a reshus deraisa, and we're talking about chilul Shabbos deraisa. So then, kavod abriyos is out the window. We can't be mechal Shabbos because of the kavod abriyos. Tzarech lepashtoi bein betalas gadol bein betalas katan. That we have to take it off, whether it's a talas gadol, talas katan, even if it's very embarrassing, even if he's going to remain undressed completely. Vafilu imishayer I made arayim al yideza. Even if he's going to be completely undressed, she'en kavod abriyos deika iser deraisa kazeh b'chol gavni. Such a iser deraisa, a law in the Torah, then kavod abriyos is not deika no matter what. And so here we see what a yir shamayim a person has to have. Imagine he's in the shuk and he discovers that he has these tzitzis that are puzzle, and he's going to have to go without clothing. He's going to be so embarrassed. Avol pikeh, this is Yir HaShemayim, this is Avodas Hashem, and he has to embarrass himself, not to be over on the mitzvah Hashem. Well, the common vilchus Shabbos, in Yir HaShem, is boyer Later in Hilchas Shabbos, it's going to be explained the Yesh Machlokes im Bezman Hazeh Yesh Lan Rishus Din Rishus Rabim Oyle. As a Machlokes Rishainim, if today, if our streets have the status of a Rishus Rabim, there's a Machlokes. Basically, it's dependent on whether you define Rishus Rabim as a place that's used by 600,000 people, like in the Midbar. In which case, most areas, except for maybe in Manhattan or parts of Brooklyn, that you have streets that are traveled by so many people, such main thoroughfares that have a din of a Rishus Rabim, so then it's very lenient. Most of our streets would not have a din of Rishus Rabim, just the Carmelites. Or if we define a Rishus Rabim having nothing to do with the 600,000 people that in the Midbar and the Zagalim, so they had their roads were Tes Zion Amas wide, they were 16 Amas wide, and any street that's 16 Amas wide has a din of a Rishus Rabim, which by us would be most of the streets are 32 feet, we'll say like the Chazon Ish, even though most streets are 32 feet wide, and therefore they would have a din of a Rishus Rabim, so it's a big nafka minet, a machlokes. The poskim, the minig was always to be makel and to assume that we don't have a Rishus Rabim. The Magen Avraham over here just says for whatever pasha, we don't have a Rishus Rabim bezman hazeh. And the Mishnah Berurah and has a very long discussion about this in the Bir Lacha, and it's very not simple. And throughout the whole Sefer in Mishnah Berurah, he doesn't want to say it's usher because the minig was always that it's to assume that it's mutter. But he always get a sense from him that he really wants you to understand that it's not so simple, that there's no Rishus Rabim. So that's what he was alluding to over here as well, that really it's not so pasha to say we don't have a Rishus Rabim bizman is it. That's the question, if we have only Carmelites or not, or we have Rishus Rabim. Well, I'll repeat it again. There is a machlokas, if you define the Rishus Rabim as a road that's traversed by 600,000 people, in which case most roads, every day, most roads are not traversed by 600,000 people. Some are. Yeah, you have. We have in major cities. You have. Huh? Yeah, if it's a Brooklyn Bridge, it'll be, Rishus Rabim. But otherwise, we don't have Rishus Rabim bizman hazeh. That's the very leaning opinion to Rashi. And then other Rishonim say that, no, the definition of Rishus Rabim is just based on the size of the street. If the street is 16 amas wide, which was that was the size of the street in the time of the Midbar, so then that has a din of Rishus Rabim, which means almost all of our streets would be included in that definition because most streets are 16 amas wide. Yeah, so that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. That's what he's alluding to. Let me just read again the lesson, and we'll get the whole flow. And the minhag was always to assume that it's a karmelis. That's why we make an eruv, and that's there's a lot of halachas that are contingent on this assumption. That's why ladies wear jewelry, and there's a lot of halachas that are contingent on that assumption, but it's not pashas. That's all. If you think it's not Pasha. Let's see the lesson again. Just lost the place. There's a machlokes if today we have Rishus Rabim or not. So he's just saying it's a machlokes. V'nira d'ima gadol hu shalim, that if the gadol, the tied part of the tzitzit is still complete, v'apsul hu be'anav, and the psul, the part that's broken, is just the strings of the tzitzit, nukol l'tzayif l'zeh dasari le'el demaksha. Then we can assume that we have a karmelis bizman hazeh, because that, first of all, is a machlokas, and then there's a machlokas, what makes the tzitzit puzzle. We talked about this last night, so for those who weren't here last night, there's a machlokas. Rashi says you have to have a kadei aniva and a tzitzit. You have to be able to wrap around the broken strings from the strings themselves. Means that we consider it possible if the strings are broken off. The Ri holds that kadei aniva, the sheer kadei aniva, is not talking about the strings. The strings could be completely gone. Yeah, this is the Ri. It's very makel, and if we're backed into a corner, we'll rely on the Ri. So the Ri holds that you need a kadei aniva in the gadil. that as long as you have a knot and the chulia wrapped around, and then a knot, and then you have a kedei aniva, it's still kasher. The gedil is the tied part. Yeah, all the way up, all the knots and loops. Yeah, all the knots and loops is called the gedil. Yeah. Yeah. So as long as you, but midaraisa to be a gedil, you only need to have the bottom knot and chulia. So everything else is mimic. So the rehaul that if you have kedei aniva, that's a very lenient opinion. So what the Mishnah Berurah is saying over here is that we try to be machmir like Rashi that you have the string. That's the mimic. But it's more than the minig. It's definitely l'chatchila. But b'diavad will rely that on the re that says that the gedil, as long as you have kedei aniva and the gedil, it's kasher. And now we're saying that since it's a machlokas, if you have today a karmelis or a rishis harabim, we could assume it's a karmelis as long as it's still kasher, at least according to the re. Even though Rashi says it's possible, but since the re says it's kasher, then we can be makel and say gadol kavod abriyos, and he can get home and not be preshate his clothes in the shul. Can you be asking if you can cut strings that are too long? Yeah, it's no problem. Yeah, it's no problem. Just we don't cut the strings with a knife. With barzel, we use a glass, or you could use a plastic knife. Your teeth, yeah, as in any but I've used the teeth. Scissors. Yeah, so the person can say not to use the shlakadish. Yeah. It's totally good. According to the Re, the Mishnah Berurah said it. Yeah. Yeah, I understand. Yeah, that's what we said. According to the Re, it would still be kasher. But the problem, we only rely on the Re when there's no other tzitzis available and we won't make a bruk on it. You shouldn't wear it on Shabbos. This is b'dievet and kavod abriyos and everything together. We're making a tziruf to be makel on kavod abriyos and we're considering it a karmelis. It's not l'chatchila this Re, but al kapanim, when you have a question, if it's a karmelis or a rishus harabim and you have kavod abriyos, so then we're being makel to rely on the Re. Okay, let's go further. We're up to Sifkat and Yod, right? No, I'm skipping. Yeah? Okay, fine. Sifkat and Yod. So we said that the beged is if the beged is possible and it's in a karmelis, so you can leave it on. What we mean is, benjanifsak loy gam keren atalis, whether the corner of the garment came off, so now he has a three-corner garment, and the other three tzitzis are now pasul. So they're just dangling there, that's called a masoi, and he's not allowed to carry on Shabbos, and that's his bas shalosh. Or if one of the tzitzis themselves got broken, it's also the same thing that the, now it's pasul, and he's carrying the other strings. Afilo haya kavar pasul b'shash yatsami basic. Even if at the time that he left his house it was puzzle, not that he knew that it was puzzle when he left the house, but the point is that when he's in the karmelis and he discovers that his sisters are puzzle, and then he realizes that they must have been puzzle from the time he left his house, so we still say that Kevin Shivashash Lavashoi Lenoidalai, at the time that he was wearing it, he didn't realize that it was puzzle. He only discovered it now. Just Lamafreya, he sees it must have been puzzle from before, when he was at home, we don't punish him. We don't say that, too bad. You should have, if you cared about your own honor and your own dignity, so you should have made sure not to leave the house with puzzle tzitzis. No, we don't require a person to check his tzitzis every time he leaves the house. So Mimela, it doesn't bother us the fact that now he realizes it was puzzle from the time he left. Since the time he left, he didn't have to check his tzitzis, and he didn't realize they were puzzle. And now he discovers this puzzle, and it's embarrassing for him to take them off, so he's allowed to rely on kavod abriyos and not take it off. The gadol kavod abriyos, v'afilu v'tal is gadol shalanu. Now, l'chayra by us, in the time of Chazal, we can understand the halakha very well. We're talking about his clothes. The talis was what they wore. So taking off his talis meant going around without clothes on. That's terrible. By us, what's the big deal? A talis gadol, so it's just extras. We just wear it for the mitzvah. There's nothing really embarrassing about not wearing your talis gadol. And even the talis katan, okay, we'll see. It may be because you have to take it off and take it from his underclothes. Some people have it in here. An undershirt, that's talis katan. Okay, but also you wear a shirt. Oh, I mean, it's the end of the world if he's wearing his shirt without an undershirt underneath. Are you thinking he would have to take off the undershirt? Yeah, okay, so in that case, you'd have to take off his undershirt. He would be bare-chested for a time until he... So you're right, so that would be embarrassing. I agree. Yeah. He would have to take off his... the tzitzis, if he's using his tzitzis as an undershirt. Well, that's another discussion. This Reb Chaim Kanievsky says it's a bigot. It's not pashut. The truth is it's not pashut. But okay, we're assuming that person does it. Whatever, they do it. So now that they're doing it, that would be a real issue of kavod abriyos. And I agree. Yeah, so the gadol kavod abriyos. So now let's see our talas gadol. So our talas gadol is leis mandapala, that it's not embarrassing to not wear talas gadol. And maybe in shul we're going to see there's going to be he feels uncomfortable. Everybody's got his talas, and everybody knows he usually wears his talas. He's not wearing his talas. That could be a little embarrassing. But here, it's not he's not unclothed at all. It's just he doesn't have his talas shal mitzvah. It's not a big deal. So b'filah b'talas gadol shalon ein anu negin lil boish oisei kol hayom. We don't wear it all day long. Elevate that tefillah l'shem mitzvah. We're only wearing it for davening l'shem mitzvah. Like a bizui b'sarah. So it's not embarrassing. It doesn't feel shamed to take off the talas gadol. Gam ken ein tzarich l'asir. You also don't have to remove it. Like plug rabbanon bein talas to talas. Because once Chazal said that gadol covered a briyot, they said it just as a blanket statement, low plug. So whatever type of talus, it's the talus, it's an under talus, an over talus, an embarrassing talus, we don't make a difference. Oh, right. This is the Beis Yosef who says this parrot, and the Rabbi Kiva Eger is not so sure that you say lo plug rabbana. I mean, it's not a takana, it's kavod abriyos. So if he's embarrassed, he's embarrassed. If he's not embarrassed, he's not embarrassed. And what right do we have to say that because of somebody would be embarrassed if he's wearing a different type of a garment, so now he has the right to be oivran and is the rabbana of tiltol and a karmelis? Because of kavod abriyos. There's no kavod abriyos over here. It's not pashut. Well, kapanim, this is a basis of teretz, and that's what the Mishnah brings down. Well, plug, and then Rabbi Kivega says it's not pashut. Let's go further. So we said until now the mechaber, now we have a ramah. The first thing the Haggah says is that the mechaber didn't really differentiate what kind of talis we're talking about. If we're talking about only a talis gadol or also a talis katan. And the Rishonim, there was a little bit of a discussion altogether if a talis katan is kosher because it's not derech hatifa. We don't wrap ourselves in it. We just wear it straight. So that was a bakhala question if a talis katan is altogether kosher. And then there was another issue with the talis katan was maybe it didn't have a shear. The way that we wear the talis katan. Al kapanim, the Ramah says that there's no distinction. A talis katan is the same as a talis gadol, and the din of kavod abriyos will apply. Hagav, afilu talis katan shtakas begadav ein tzarich lifshoit. He also doesn't have to be pashut, doesn't have to take it off. Vuadin, and there was a svar by the talis katan to say you're only wearing it for a mitzvah. It's not part of your garment, your clothing. So there'd be a svar to say you just take it off and no big deal. No, also you can leave it on. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah about that, and then we'll go for the next point. The new point. Shtakas begadav says the Mishnah Berurah. Dele minkra milsa akakach imuhoi like bli talas katan. Afterwards, while he's taking it off, maybe there's embarrassment. But afterwards, you can't see if he had a talas katan on or didn't have a talas katan on. Yeah, so it's no problem of kavod abriyos would think. Mikol makom apshita who ganai b'yaseh. But taking off the clothing is embarrassing. As he's going to be taking off his talas katan, which is under his clothing, that's embarrassing. And that itself has a din of kavod abriyos. Let's go further in the Ramah back to the top. V'u din in imnitzak echad min tzitzias mizbayish leishev b'loy talas. The Ramah now is bringing this. This is from the Beis Yosef calls this the tshuvas ashkenazias that he wanted to compare, just like we said, taking off clothes in the shuk which is very embarrassing, and we're allowed because of Kavod HaBriyos to walk in the Reshusa and the Reshusa of the Carmelist and be over the Issur Rabbanan of carrying the tzitzit because of Kavod HaBriyos. So this Shuvah Ashkenazi has wanted to say that it's the same halacha of a person sitting in shul and he's embarrassed to not be wearing a talis, so he's allowed to leave the talis on. Don't make a bracha on, obviously, because it's not kosher, but he can leave the talis on to avoid the embarrassment of not wearing a talis. That's what the Tshuvas Ashkenazios said. So the Beis Yosef didn't agree altogether with this. He says that, please, you can't compare a person taking off his clothes in public to the guy who's sitting in shul without a talis on. It's not a big deal. So the Beis Yosef was not impressed by this comparison, and that's why he didn't bring it down. The Ramah says that in the weekday, we're not going to rely on this leniency, because in the weekday we're talking about an Isser Deraisa a Chiyuv Deraisa of putting on tzitzit, and to be over on a Chiyuv Deraisa, B'Shev Alta said, just refraining from doing the mitzvah, a Deraisa, it has to be a Bizui Gadol, it has to be very embarrassing. So that's not very embarrassing, so there would be no right. But on Shabbos, where we said there's no mitzvah assay to put on the tzitzit, you can't be Mechal Shabbos to tie the tzitzit. There's no mitzvah assay to put on tzitzit. So the whole issue is just an issue to abundant of wearing a talis without tzitzit on Shabbos. So that is now a question of an issue to abundant of Kavod HaBriyos. You don't need such a big Kavod HaBriyos. So there are moles, that's a big enough Kavod HaBriyos sitting in shul and being uncomfortable with, you normally have a talis, and now you don't have a talis. So that's enough of a Kavod HaBriyos to wear puzzle of tzitzit. So let's see that inside the rest of the Ramah. So the din is, you call a lavsha, you can wear it below bracha, don't make a bracha, we're talking about pasul tzitzit, mikoyach kavod HaBriyos, because of kavod HaBriyos, but davka says the Ramah, b'shabbos, the asu asay tzitzit. Only on Shabbos where you can't make tzitzit, so it's only an isidur abanan, there's no isidur raisa, b'shev altasa, of not doing the mitzvah of tzitzit, abo b'chol kai gav na'asa. But in chol, you would need a kavod HaBriyos, a gadol, to be the chiyuv deraisa of putting on tzitzit on the beged, and that you don't have in this situation. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah now. We're up to Sifkat Nibeis. Mina tzitzit, we said that the person, his tzitzit broke, and he's embarrassed to sit without a talis, says the Mishnah Berurah, perish. Bein shabal lebeis hakenetis, roitz a little boy's talisai. Whether he came to shul and he wants to wear a talis, v'koydim levishasai mata tzitzit psulim, and even before he put on the beged, he found that they're possible. Yeah, he's just embarrassed to be sitting in the public without a talis. So the mutter l'avshay believe bracha, he puts it on without a bracha. He can't make a bracha on it, but the embarrassment doesn't. Why should he make a bracha? But he can wear the beged because he's embarrassed. The bein imroya the emta levishas, or another case could just be simply that he realized as he was wearing it that it was possible. Shenifshiku le'atzitziv gamkin in tzarech la'tziray. He also doesn't need to remove the tzitzis from the beggar. Let's go further. It all depends on the person. If he really is embarrassed, then he can do this. He can put on the tzitzis, don't make a bracha, and we say God will cover the brias. But if he's really not embarrassed, ain't kind of hetter to the Kavod HaBriyos. You have no hetter here of Kavod HaBriyos. So in this case, which is not a Kavod HaBriyos gadol, it's not a real big deal, so then we say it really depends on him. If he's embarrassed, so then he can rely on this Kavod HaBriyos. If he's not embarrassed, then he shouldn't rely on this Kavod HaBriyos. Yud Gimel. Yuka Lulavsha, we said that he can even put it on without a bracha because of the Kavod HaBriyos, says the Mishnah Berurah. Davka im noidolei hayoin. This is only if he discovered it today, so there was nothing he could have done about it before. But if he knew about it from before Shabbos, that the tzitzis were possible, so then asil lav shabbos Shabbos, because what excuse does he have? He's embarrassed, but he should have taken care of it before Shabbos. He should have taken care of it before Shabbos, and that's only if he didn't forget. But if he forgot, like we said before, then we can be lenient because the Kavod HaBriyos, we don't count on him for forgetting. He should have taken care of it if he remembered and he just didn't do it. So then we say, well, if you cared about your embarrassment, your honor, so you should have taken care of it. But if he forgot, so he forgot. No problem. Sivkat Nidalad, Mikoyach Kavod HaBriyos. We said that the Kavod HaBriyos is Doike, would permit him to wear this talis that's not, doesn't have tzitzis. V'davka im ein yokol ahasig b'beis ha-kenesis talis she'ula. That's only if he doesn't have the access to a borrowed talis. We'll learn later that a talis she'ula is putter from tzitzis. If you borrow the bag of the tzitzis, it's putter. So normally a person wants to be mekayim the mitzvah, so if they ask somebody else for a talis, so we could assume that it's a matana almanaz lachzir. He's giving him a present, and it belongs to him, and then he'll give it back to him. And that's permitted to be mekayim the mitzvah. But over here, if a person, he has a problem. His tzitzis are puzzles. He can't wear his own tzitzis. So it's LMI, so he should just wear somebody else's, borrow somebody else's tzitzis, and then he doesn't have this problem of, he's not embarrassed. You have another eitzah. If he can get around the problem of not wearing puzzle tzitzis, he should better to do that. So it's cutting tzitzis. Tzavka b'Shabbos, that this heter that he can put on the talis is only on Shabbos where we don't have a mitzvah of putting on tzitzis. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Perush, the feast of Shabbos, Leis, Arak, Issur, Rabbanan, Kanal. Like we've said before, there's only an Issur, Rabbanan of wearing a talis without tzitzis on Shabbos. On Chol, you have a Chiyuv Deraisa to put tzitzis on the Beged, so you can't really call it an Issur, but there's a Chiyuv Derabbanan, a Chiyuv Deraisa on Chol. On Shabbos, there's no Chiyuv to put on the tzitzis, on Mimel, it's only an Issur, Derabbanan. Abba Bechol, Shu Oiver, Al Issur, Tayyar Bechol Shah, Dekum va'aseh boi tzitzis, every moment he's over the iser because he has the obligation to put in tzitzis onto this beged. The iser tayra, that's the iser deraisa. Afilu rak iser deshev al tase kazeh shumayneh as asmei mi mitzvah ein nimchami pene kavod abriyot. That if we have a chiyuv deraisa, even if he's not over b'yadayim, he's not doing it, he's not putting on a garment of shatnir, which would be kum aseh. We're talking about shev al tase. He's just not doing the mitzvah he's obligated to do. He's not putting on those tzitzis. So that's not we don't kavod habriyos is not strong enough to even be doik of that. Imloy b'gnai gadol, unless it's a very big gnai, unless he's very embarrassed, like the case of being poshiv his begadav b'shuk, then there would be a svar to say that he could take off. Then he could rely on kavod habriyos and not take off the clothes. In a case of kavod habriyos, that's very big gnai. L'chein aser lulbay shetal is gadol. But the case we're talking about is just he's sitting in shul and he's not going to have a talis. It's a little bit uncomfortable, embarrassing, but it's not such a big deal. So there, we're not going to say that he could be over on an iser deraisa when he has a chiyuv to put on tzitzis. We're not going to allow him to sit without tzitzis when he has to put them on in chul. Yeah, kasheroyah shein by tzitzis deleishe bli talis svirale v'ramah durak v'chal gnai katan. Because the Ramah here is categorizing sitting in a shul without your talis as a little embarrassing. And a little embarrassing, we can be over on Nisid or Abanin, but not Nisid or Aisa. V'kenim neidaloi b'rshus harabim, another halacha. If a person discovers in the rshus harabim, kishuhaylek, the talis gadol. He's walking with his talis gadol, and he's in the rshus harabim, shenifzak le'achas mitzitzi Aisa. That one of his tzitzis broke. So now we have a question of an issur deraisa, because a broken tzitzis in the Rishus Rabbim is carrying, and it's carrying deraisa, and therefore we have no right whatsoever, not because of kavod habriyos, it doesn't matter how embarrassed he is, he could be very embarrassed, and we have no right to be over on an issur deraisa because of kavod habriyos. So the din is, sorry, gam kein l'pashta takeif, you have to take it off immediately. He can't go dalet amos. He can leave it on if he wants to stand there for the rest of Shabbos. But he can't go dalet amos wearing this garment. Because taking off the talis gadol for us, we wear other clothing in addition to the talis. So for us, taking off the talis gadol is only a gnai katan. So there's no right whatsoever to be over on it. It's a deraisa because of that level of embarrassment. Amnam im beveis hakenes is noydaloi akarshu kvar lavush batalis sheakas mitzitiyos psulim. However, if a person realizes when he's in shul that he's already wearing the talis, that one of his tzitzis is pasul. So he's sitting in shul and he discovers that one of his tzitzis is pasul. Yeah? Harbe min harkan and mekilin, they tzarek lepashta takeif. He doesn't have to take it off right away. The svirlu, The cave in shul barabim, since it's in shul, the beis hakneses, hapshitu gnai b'yaiser. If he's wearing it already and he has to take off the talis gadol in front of everybody, so that's a big gnai, and therefore even in the weekday he's not obligated to take off his talis. Rak yamayr leleik lebeisa, he just hurry home. Oy levayis, so there's nei beis hakneses yavshitena, he should go to a nearby place and take it off. In other words, we're not going to let him sit there with the talis and be over on the mitzvah deraisi as a chiyus putitzus in. But we're not going to require him to take it off in front of everybody. He's going to have to go to a separate room or something quickly and take it off there. V'chai adam machmir b'zeh, v'chai adam is machmir with this, esfir lei da pshitav talis gadol urak g'nai kat. And even in this situation in front of everybody is also just a little bit embarrassing. It's not really a big deal. People always take off their talis and they go to the bathroom or they take it off, they put it on. It's not really so embarrassing for a person if he takes it off. Nobody realizes why he's taking it off. And therefore, it's not a big g'nai. That's what Chai Adam says. Period. That the Prima Gadam also holds like the Chai Adam. So it seems like the halacha l'maisa, since the Mishnah Berurah has here a Chai Adam and the Prima Gadim that say that it's not really such a terrible thing for a person to have to take off his talis gadol even in front of everybody in the shul, because that's not so abnormal for a person to remove his talis gadol in during davening. So alkein me'anokin la'asayis esa eitzah shkasa b'sefer tzizakayim. He should do this eitzah to avoid the issue, Shef Kirenu, that he should be mafkir his talis, so if it doesn't belong to him, so then there's no chiyuv tzitzis. The aspatim ilatzis b'tzitzis, then there's no obligation of tzitzis, akshi agil lebeisa yaksa luz koisboi. When he'll get home, then he can be zeichen. Okay, just to recap over here, so he said that if a person discovers that he has a talis, his tzitzis are puzzle and his talis gadol, and it's the weekday, so there's a mitzvah deraisa to put tzitzis on the talis. So some say that that's very embarrassing to take off his talis gadol in the shul in front of everybody, and therefore he wouldn't have to take it off right then and there. He should hurry up and go to a private place and take it off. And then the Mishnah Berurah concludes that since the Prima Gadim and the Chayadim say it's really not so embarrassing, people do take off the talis sometimes, so therefore he cannot rely on that, and better he should be mafkirit on the spot, so then he can pat himself from the chiyuv of tzitzis, and then he can take care of it later. Let's finish up over here. We're in Sifkat and Tez Zion, that we said in Chol, it's going to be usher for a person to wear his talis when it's pasul, even if he's embarrassed, he's in shul and he's embarrassed. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ein b'magen Avram, shemazik demah shemachmer ramah. B'chol, that which the ramah is being machmer in the weekday, leikai al majikazah b'tchilo filu talis katan. It had nothing to do with the first thing he said about talis katan. That's why when we learned it in two separate statements. First, he was commenting on the Shulchan Aruch that in a karmelis, a person can leave the talis on, whether it's a talis gadol, talis katan. That was the first comment. And then we have another issue, is that a person's in shul and he's embarrassed not to have his talis gadol. So there the Ramah makes a distinction between Shabbos and Chol. That's how we're learning. The talis katan, im naidaloi shasitzis psulim, that by talis katan, if he discovers that his sitzis apostle, the eshle g'nai gadol apashto mitakas begadav. Here it's really embarrassing. He's sitting in shul and he realizes that his talis katan, it's puzzle, and he's going to start taking off all his clothes in the shul. That's for sure. That's at least man the public. That would be a very embarrassing thing for a person to have to do. So therefore, even b'chol, where you have a mitzvah deraisa to put on the tzitzit, but like we said, we can cover the brios with the gnai gadol. Very, very embarrassing. That's like even a mitzvah deraisa if it's b'shev v'al tasa, not to put on kilayim. Yeah. Yeah, if it's a gnai gadol, it's b'shev altas. He's not doing it. He's just not putting on tzitzit. So by refraining from doing the mitzvah, he could refrain from doing the mitzvah if he's very embarrassed. That's the story over here. Ein tzarich l'pashto, he does not have to remove it. The b'gnai gadol, that when it's something very embarrassing, deicha kvod habriyos, then the kavod habriyos is deicha afilu itzer deraisa. Even by itzer deraisa, b'shev altasa, not to put on a begad of kalayim, but to not do the mitzvah of putting on the tzitzis, he's allowed to do it. Shev al tas. He's just refraining from doing the mitzvah. But the din is that he's got to hurry up and get it off as soon as he can. So in the shul, he's embarrassed. So don't stick around. Run home. And when you're in a private place, you take off your talis cut. It's an issue to be wearing this talis as a key of derisa to put on a tzitzit. He doesn't have to embarrass him right on the spot to take it off. Whereas, like we said before, if he's doing an issa derisa, if he's wearing kilayim, and it's too bad. Even if he's going to have to take off all his clothes, he's going to be terribly embarrassed. It's too bad. It's an issa derisa. But by a mitzvah derisa, where it's v'shev al tazeh, he's just refraining from doing the mitzvah. So then we say that he doesn't have to embarrass himself if it's very embarrassing, but hurry up and get it off. And so go run to a private place. Ach, tarek, lemayer, lelek, lebezer, lebayis, shalivnei beis hakinesis, or to a side room or something there in the shul. V'yavshi tenu sham, take it off there. Afshu oisik beis hakinesis v'dvar mitzvah. Even if he's oisik in a mitzvah, we don't say oisik v'mitzvah patan in a mitzvah. He's got to take care of it. He's got a problem over here. Nifneshu iser taira, because we have an iser deraisa. So he could be saying kriyashma or whatever he's doing. Go out and take care of your talis cotton and then come back. Well, b'shabbos, but on Shabbos, where on Shabbos we say that there's no mitzvah deraisa to put on tzitzit, because you can't tie tzitzit on Shabbos. So then it's only talking about an iser derabanan of wearing a talis that's not kasher on Shabbos. So mimela, we say an iser derabanan, the covet of brias is deika, and he doesn't have to hurry up even. Aval b'Shabbos ein tzarek lemayer letzeis mibeis hakinesis. He doesn't have to rush out of the shul. Kol od shu oisik b'mitzvah. As long as he's davening, he's oisik b'mitzvah. He can remain there. Period. Now, interesting halacha. What happens if you see your friend is tzitzis or puzzle, and it's going to be a situation of kavod abriyos? If he's going to know about it, he's going to have to take off his clothes or whatever. So it says here that it's better not to tell him until he's in a private place. V'roya b'chaver shenisik loy tzitzis. Person, he sees his friend, his tzitzis, or apostle, lo yomer lo ach yava lebeis. Don't tell him until he gets to a private place. Zayin shikra'enu, what doesn't mean wait. He call him over to a private place. Yikra'enu lovoy lebeis, you invite him to your house. Visham yomer lo shiav yitana. They tell him, listen, I wanted to invite you to tell you that your tzitzis are puzzled. Oed kazumag navram, another halakha, dim ein tzitzis be'ir. If there's no tzitzis available whatsoever in the city, Dinei b'chol k'moy b'Shabbos, then in the weekday it's like Shabbos. I mean, just like on Shabbos we say his hands are tied and he can't tie the tzitzis because of the Issa Shabbos. So the same thing, if there are no tzitzis whatsoever available, that's also his hands are tied and he can't tie tzitzis. So we say there's no mitzvahs aseh, and then have the same halacha. Bu'adin talas d'mchuyav rak midur abanan. Similarly, if you have a talas that's only obligated in tzitzis midur abanan, so I also have the same halacha as the covet of brias. We have an example. Shululachar shleishim yom. If a person has a talis that's borrowed for more than 30 days, so then it looks like it's his since it's in his reshus for 30 days. So that means Rabbanan has an obligation of tzitzis. Dinei b'chol, kamei b'shabbos. Then the halacha is in the weekday, just like Shabbos. We'll stop here.